After more than a decade since planning began, repairs aimed at preserving Cincinnati's historic Union Terminal are nearly complete. Other communities are already looking to learn from what's being done here. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Detroit's famous but decaying Michigan Central Station made headlines in June when Ford Motor Company announced plans to transform the 105-year-old building into a transportation innovation hub. Repairing the once grand Beaux Arts gem won't be easy, so the company is looking to the Cincinnati Museum Center for advice. And Museum Center CEO Elizabeth Pierce says it's not just Detroit.
We have been at national conferences with other museums that are undergoing construction projects. The city of Milwaukee is looking at a number of things that are happening with the museums up there. Those folks have come to us to understand not only how do you kind of put history and science museums together, possibly, but also how do you utilize community assets to create a destination for the region.
The $228 million overhaul is on time and on budget. Union Terminal Restoration Advisory Committee Chair John Silverman calls that a big deal for Cincinnati and Hamilton County taxpayers still feeling the burn of poor past deals like the stadium tax.
I think it says that we can do these projects. Personally, I'm hoping that this shows the citizens of our community that as a community, as a group, when we put our minds to it, and we think through it, we put groups of people together to plan and work on projects like this, that we can do big capital projects.
The Museum Center's grand reopening is set for November 17th. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.